Well, thank you all for coming. We've had a lot of church this past week. Never sure who's going to show up this weekend, but I'm grateful for the presence of each one of you. The good news is I don't have a long message, but I do have some things to share with you, and there's an insert in your bulletin that I want to just take some time with you to reflect on. As you know, this time of year, I don't know about you, but it's the perfect time of year after Christmas and right before the new year to kind of be reflective. It's a time to kind of be thinking about where you've been and where you may be going, and to reflect on that and think about that as best you can. You know, the reality about our lives as human beings and even over this past year is that there are things about this past year that were great and wonderful for each of you. And there are also things about this past year that you wish had never happened. And that's true for all of us. And so as we look toward the new year that is coming, you know, it kind of flavors our thinking and our reflection about what will this new year bring and what might that look like for you and for me. You know, one of the beautiful things about our lessons this weekend, and this would certainly be a bulletin that you'd want to take home and spend some time reading the different lessons that are in here, because they're incredible lessons of insight and encouragement. The idea of God being our Abba, not some distant force, but rather, again, in the Aramaic in Jesus' day, Abba actually communicated the idea of daddy. And so he isn't just saying that he's your father, but he's your daddy, which is a very intimate way to think about your relationship with God. And that's a beautiful thing. And then also when we read in the gospel lesson in John today about how Jesus is the light of the world and how we've received grace upon grace in the midst of all that we're going through. And so I hope these are words of encouragement to you, wherever you may be in your life right now, that there can be a light and a grace and a presence with the Lord that will be sustaining for you and that will be a grace to you and that will light your way, whatever you may be going through. Again, in John, one of the things I find greatly encouraging as we enter into 2020, there's so many unknowns, aren't there? I mean, the year hasn't even started yet. So the reality is we absolutely do not know what's going to happen. But we can enter this coming year with a sense either of total hopelessness or a sense of faith. And I would encourage us to step into the new year with an attitude of faith. You know, one of the things we can say in the scripture is that, you know, again, according to John, that the Lord came into the darkness as light, and the darkness did not overcome it. So again, whatever dark moments you have been through, whatever dark moments you are going through, whatever dark moments are ahead of you, the good news is that the light of the Lord Jesus in you will overcome that darkness. It may not be exactly the way you have it planned, and I can almost guarantee that based on my personal experience, but it will be better than you could have planned, because he always has your best at heart. And so that's why I have this insert here today. I did this a number of weeks ago as I was praying about it. But it was an encouragement as we come into this new year and as we think about what's happened and what may come, and as you spend this time of reflection, one of the places I found myself coming to was the encouragement to celebrate the Lord's blessings. I don't know about you, but for so much of my life, if you were to have a sheet that was completely white, but there was a little dark spot, for a good part of my life, I would have focused on the dark spot. Or maybe if you had a glass that was half full, I would say it was half empty and not half full, right? So again, it just depends on what your focus is and how you're looking at things. And so one of the things I want to invite you to do along with me, as you reflect on this past year and as you look into the coming year, celebrate the Lord's blessings. Celebrate the ways in which God has shown up for you in his light and in his love and in his grace. Let me be the first to say that there are ways in which you have prayed where God has not answered your prayer, and you're disappointed in God because of that, and you're struggling with that, and I understand that, and so does the Lord. But let me also submit to you that there have been prayers that God has answered for you, and there have been blessings that God has given you. One of them is you're still alive, and you get to work on your life, even though you may not look at it right that way right now. But that is a blessing from God. And to celebrate that, to celebrate the glass being half full, to celebrate that the sheet is mostly white, and that the light of the world is with you and walking with you through these things one step at a time as your life unfolds before you. I love this part of our lesson from Isaiah today on your insert. For as the earth brings forth its growth, and as a garden enables what is sown to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. You know, it was interesting as I reflected on this one verse from this particular text. One of the realizations that came to me for each one of us is that we are a garden. We're a garden. And we're a garden that seed is sown into our lives. Sometimes we sow the seed. Sometimes events sow the seed. Sometimes other people sow the seed. But we are indeed a garden into which seed is being sown on a continuous basis. Seed that we know about and seed that we don't know about. And it is growing because we're a garden. And that's what gardens do. Gardens contain seeds that grow. And at times, depending on your garden, it also has weeds that grow as well that you need to tend. It's part of the garden. And so I thought that was a very beautiful image. And so one of the things I'd like you and I to think about as we enter into the, well, first of all, in terms of where you are now, what's growing in the garden of your life? What's growing there? And again, this is not a trick question. I'm just simply asking you, what's growing in the garden of your heart? Fear? Doubt? Anger? Or mercy? Love? And hope? I mean, let's be honest, all of those things can be growing at the same time. but then let me ask you again, are you taking care to get rid of the weeds? The fear, the doubt, those other things that are real about our human experience, are you taking time to pull those out, and are you watering the faith and the love and the hope and watering those with the light? Because those will be the things that will grow in your garden. You know, the truth about the Lord is that the Lord, it says here, in terms of the earth, will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. That's something the Lord is going to cause to happen. And again, as you look at the history of the world, there's been an ebb and flow to that. There's been times where that's really been great, happening in terms of revivals and renewals and seasons of repentance upon different nations across this world. And there's been times where that's really been lacking during world wars and things like that, where other things have been sown and reaped. Seasons of life. But the ultimate prophecy from Isaiah is that the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. He'll do that sovereignly through his Spirit, and he'll do that particularly through his church. That would be you, and that would be me. That's the way the Lord is going to bring that forth among the nations. The Lord is going to bring that forth through you and through me. At least that's his plan. And it's so important that you and I cooperate with that, even in the midst of difficult times, even in the midst of struggles, even in the midst of uncertainty, to cooperate with the Lord bringing forth praise and righteousness through us, through his church, into the nations. There's a whole another group of people that are bringing out some other fruit: darkness, hatred, killing, murder. And they're going at it full tilt. And they're serving someone else. And as committed as they are to darkness and to evil, may we have the grace to be committed to righteousness and to praise, to light and to love, to the kingdom of heaven. So you'll notice underneath this quote from Isaiah, there are different opportunities that are going to be coming up in the new year. And what I'd like you to think about these aren't just events I've listed down there, because there's a lot going on. That's one of the reasons why I've listed them. But I'd like you to begin to think of them as seeds. Seeds that you could plant in your garden. But the only way that these seeds can be planted in your garden is if you show up. The only way that seed is going to be planted in you, in your spirit, in your experience, the only way God's going to be able to touch you through that is if you actually come. Now, I've been a priest for 35 years, been alive longer than that, and we've all heard all kinds of reasons why people can or cannot do things, but I'm convinced of one thing. People ultimately do what they really want to do. It's not complicated. It's really simple. People end up doing what they really want to do. And so what I want to encourage you to do as we enter into this new year, again, I've said this, I'll say it again, this is basically pretty much a retirement community, but for being a group of retired folk, you are incredibly busy. You have a lot of stuff going on. I don't even know half of the stuff that you have going on, because I'm not involved in all the different things that you're involved in. I mean, you are incredibly busy for retired people. And so I realize as I list out this different seed, if you will, these different activities that you could be a part of, I'm sure many of you are thinking, oh my gosh, I got something going on that day, and I got something going on that moment, I got this happening, that happening. I understand that, but what I'm saying to you is you have a choice as a garden about the seed that's going to be planted in the soil of your soul. You have a choice about how you use your time. And so I just want to invite you, pastorally, to look at some of the seed that's coming in 2020. We're going to have a healing mission with Craig Miller, Emotional Barriers to Healing. We've had him here a couple of times before. Just a wonderful man. The last time he was here on Sunday, he had so many people to pray with. Usually what happens is the person comes and speaks at the 11:15 service. They leave about 12:30. Craig was here till about 4 in the afternoon praying with people. He's the guy that goes to Walmart with his wife, and he hates to shop. He hates to shop. So what he does is he goes around the Walmart aisles, and he sees somebody in a scooter or on crutches, and he asks them, can I pray for you? That's what he does in Walmart. And he prays for them for healing, and there's healings that take place in the Walmart. And there are healings that took place here at St. John's when he was here. So again, some of you may have never been to a healing mission before. Some of you are here right now, you're saying, you would never admit this to me. It's just like, that scares me to death. I can't do that. He might know something about me. I don't even want him to go there. I don't want to go there. But you know what? What would it look like to plant that seed in the garden of your heart? Franklin Graham's going to be here in January. You've been praying for repentance and revival to break out in the nation. At the beginning of the year in January, he has 5 cities he's going to be touring throughout Florida, starting off his 2020 here in this state, which I think is very special, a huge answer to prayer for us. And so again, you could be watching a football game in the afternoon. You could be getting ready to go to brunch at that time. There's a million things you could be doing other than this, but this might be the only time Franklin Graham's going to be at the Hertz Arena in January. It might be the last time he's in this state. I don't know. What would it look like for you to take a moment to go and be a part of that and to get and be with the crowd there for that special moment and to pray that God would move on this state and this country in a very special way? The Imani Children's Choir from Uganda is finally going to be with us in February. They're going to come. They're going to be singing and dancing. We have a special email going out on that in a couple of days. And again, the time at 4 p.m., a lot of things you could be doing that Sunday afternoon. But what would it look like for you to sow that seed in your heart and to come and be here and to listen to them, all of them orphans. Many of them lost their parents to war or to AIDS. Being raised in this Christian orphanage to love the Lord, and this is part of their fundraising. This is what they do. They go around the world. They are energetic. They sing and they dance. They have their native costumes on, and they raise support for the orphanage. Again, so many things that you and I can be doing at that time, but what would it look like to plant that seed of that moment into our lives? And all next year, we're going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary at St. John's. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a wonderful time of celebration, a lot of things for us to celebrate, a lot of blessings for us to be grateful to God for, the blessings of his love for us, of one another, and all that's happened here over the past 50 years, both the highs and the lows, and there have been a lot of both. You know, again, I've said to people, it's a miracle in a way that St. John's is still here, and I thank God for that. We celebrate that miracle, the miracle of the presence of St. John's in this place at this moment. 50 years, golden anniversary. And so you'll note on there, that weekend is a special weekend where on Sunday especially, we're going to have a luncheon. We're inviting different people in. We're making some really big plans, and we are inviting you to come to be a part of that. What would it look like for you to plant that seed in your heart? There's Holy Week and Easter as well, and we're planning First Communions for the youth and the kids that are joining this church over this past year who have been asking for that. So we're going to have, I think, a number of First Communions in May. And these are not all the activities that are happening. These are just a few, okay? But I'm asking you to begin to look at your life like a garden. I'm asking you to begin to look at your life and the things that you do with your time, and what would it look like to plant a few of these seeds into your heart, into your schedule, so that they might germinate and that the Spirit of God might touch you and me in ways that are deep and powerful. In closing, I'd like to leave you with this one thought, and I've prayed a lot about this, but it's going to be part of our theme for next year. I still have to share this with the Finance Committee, with the 50th Planning Committee, and with the Vestry. But part of my thought of this coming year is we are blessed to be the blessing. And that means two separate things, doesn't it? We're blessed that we can bless others, and we are blessed so that we can be a continual blessing to others in some very concrete ways. There's ways in which we're already doing that, but I'm looking to increase that over this coming year. As we celebrate 50 years, what would it look like for us to give even more to the ministries that we support already? What would it look like for us to give even more in terms of the things that we're a part of and we participate in? What would it look like for us to give in a way that's even more sacrificial? Luke 6:38 reads, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure that you get back." So I just want to be an encouragement to you here today as we end out 2019 and we look toward 2020. Celebrate the Lord's blessings in your life. Your cup is half full. Your sheet is mostly white. The light of the Lord overcomes the darkness. And the Lord will be with you every step of the way in your life and with us as we enter into 2020. We have so much to be grateful for and thankful for. Let us celebrate the blessings of the Lord in faith. And let us be open to sharing those with those around us in a way that is new and extravagant and even more abundant in the year to come. Amen.